AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump paused military pressure on Iran by extending his deadline for reopening the Strait of Hormuz and is delaying strikes on Iranian power plants.
Tomorrow morning, sometime their time, we were expected to blow up their largest electric generating plants that cost over $10 billion to build. It's a very good one. There was no dearth of money. And one shot, it's gone. It collapses. Why would they want that? So they called. I didn't call. They called. They want to make a deal.
Iranian officials deny any negotiations and said the president is backing down after their warnings. After the Trump extension announcement, oil prices dropped, stocks are higher, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose as many as 1,000 points. LaGuardia Airport in New York is expected to reopen in a few hours. Last night, an Air Canada jet carrying more than 70 passengers collided with a fire truck while landing, killing two pilots. ICE agents have been spotted at the Atlanta airport after President Trump ordered them to help ease staffing by the TSA following the shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security.
That has caused long lines at security checkpoints across the country. A handful of federal agents were seen by the Associated Press near busy lines of Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Federal agents are a routine presence at international airports where Customs and Border Protection officers screen arriving travelers, and Homeland Security Investigations agents handle criminal cases tied to smuggling, trafficking, and fraud. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Supreme Court is rejecting an appeal from a longtime Texas death row inmate, Rodney Reed, who had sought to test crime scene evidence that he says will help clear him. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are sharply higher and crude oil prices are sinking after President Donald Trump said the United States has talked with Iran about a possible end to their war. The S&P 500 jumped about 2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The index is heading for its best day since well before the war began. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 934 points, and as that composite jumped 2.2%. Crude oil prices fell about 10%. They had been down even more before Iran denied having negotiations with the U.S. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Former French Prime Minister Lionel Jospin has died at 88 after a career that included major social reforms. Jospin required political parties to field the same number of male and female candidates in national elections and was the architect of the 35-hour work week in France. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.